Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! It's time to hustle, y'all. It's time to shine, y'all. It's time to hustle, y'all. Yeah, your big homie Brian B shining in the building.
And your favorite cousin Deanna Hustle. 6 o'clock on the dot. My type of weather. High of 79. Currently 63. Mostly cloudy skies at Village West.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Girlfriend's Day?
Oh, I ain't paying no attention to that. I got a wife.
I know that's right.
I'm married.
See, that wife propaganda is working.
I'm just saying.
If you make a wife today, you don't have to celebrate National Girlfriend's Day.
Life will be better for you. I just want to say today is the official start of Leo season.
I'm a Leo. King of the jungle.
Yeah. How you gonna forget all other birthdays that just happened?
They all right. The July Leos, they cool, but it's real time for the August Leos. Yeah.
Look, your TMG is going down into 23s. One of our Kansas City Chiefs spoke at the White House yesterday in support for Trump. Details on who later in the show.
Bill Bellamy on the show as well. We got your motivation in 10 minutes, plus your shot at $1,000 in hot summer cash, baby. Oh, we getting your weekend kicked off right. The Hustle and Shine way.
You know it.
On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Yet, you do know what you can get done today to keep yourself strong and prepared. You cannot anticipate the exact details of all the challenges and opportunities that will come your way. What you can do is become skilled at working through different kinds of challenges and capitalizing on various opportunities. The future will surprise you in unforeseen ways. The more capable and experienced you are, the better you'll be able to handle those surprises. Someday, you'll be thankful for the skills you've learned, the relationships you've nurtured, the wisdom you've accumulated. Though you can't be sure about the days to come, there's plenty you can do right now to make those days more positive and fulfilling. What choices and efforts in your past have proven to enhance your life today? What actions and priorities right now are likely to bring similar value in the future? The quality of your life is something that unfolds over time. What you do now has a lasting impact, so decide on it accordingly. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624, high of 79, currently 62, cloudy skies at Hickman Mills Middle School. Rick Ross and 50 Cent go lower and lower with each and every exchange. Now, Rosé says he will help 50 Cent's son with his trauma.
Me and my buddies, we was talking about little man possibly suffering with trauma in the future. And I said, okay, that's something I never thought about, trauma. But if he is suffering from trauma or needs any assistance, I'm going to be here for him. I would love to get him a puppy.
Okay, now it's getting corny. When y'all put the kids in it.
It hasn't been corny.
No. I mean, the kids been in it because 50 Cent brought Rick Ross's kids in it like 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah, this is a long battle.
And this is where Tia Kemp's fame began to start or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, it's real kids with real problems like that. And I feel like y'all just trying to patronize each other with this. And it's too many real situations for y'all to be playing
doing this.
About this, about kids, to me.
You're not wrong. Everybody love it until the kids get involved. Now everybody upset. So, yeah, you got to draw a line and just stop at some point.
They ain't going to never stop, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. Speaking about that, last night, Diddy's legal team filed a motion asking the court to toss out the jury's verdict in his sex trafficking trial or give him a new trial altogether. According to court documents, the only charges he was convicted of are two counts under the Mann Act, which his team says are constitutionally flawed. But in addition to that, President Trump's team has reportedly been communicating with Diddy's legal team regarding a potential presidential pardon, and sources indicate that the decision may depend on whether the judge allows him to post bail.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
How would you feel about President Trump adding Diddy to that pardon list that he's been growing for the past couple years?
It's like everything that we was taught growing up is a lie. You're supposed to follow the rules. You're supposed to do right. And everybody who is getting rewarded nowadays, it seems like if you do the opposite, that's what you're supposed to do for your reward. So it's something at a bigger play here, you know, that takes a longer discussion than the time we have right here on The Morning Gossip.
Yeah.
It's the Popper listening to Planet Jams on Hot 103 with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
State of Missouri's annual back-to-school sales tax holiday starts today and runs through Sunday the 3rd. Back-to-school purchases such as school supplies, computers, clothing, and other qualifying items are exempt from all state and local taxes. Caring about Kansas City. We are Hot 103 Jams. D, you going to stock up on some color pencils or something this weekend?
I'm not, but it had me thinking of, in my upbringing, what I feel like was the biggest scam of school supplies. And it was the calculator that cost about $200. Because I think it's like $50 now, and I don't even think the kids use it anymore.
Ha!
No. And I don't know if you got that, had to get it in college at some point, but high school, I still have it. And I hope one day it's worth some money and I sell it.
And probably not, especially with the advance of the iPhones. I just want to shout out to all my teachers growing up, all my math teachers, because back then they was like, well, you're not going to be able to have a calculator on you at all times. Aha! Look now, right here at the tip of my fingers on my phone, I got my calculator where I can add, divide, subtract, multiply, whatever I want to do. Now what, little math teacher?
Since we on that topic, I feel like the curriculums change progressively. Math is taught to people differently upon generation. Like, I'm sure if you and I sat down, the way we might do math is completely different because, you know, of our small age gap. They continue to teach different. But can we get back to having a penmanship class that is mandatory?
I wish.
You need to learn how to sign your name.
I learned how to do cursive, and I know you've been big on this, you and your cursive propaganda, Marin's propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely.
I learned cursive in the 3rd grade. It was my first year at KCPS at Hell Cook with Miss Beats in the fall of 93.
Y'all making some beats.
Yeah, so shout out to her for teaching me cursive. It is a lost art.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm, calligraphy, is that what it is? No, I don't know.
That might be under the umbrella, but we didn't call it that in school. But,
I love
writing,
the art of writing and drawing, how not necessarily me doing it, but seeing other people's handwriting. Mm-hmm. I always like that.
Yeah, but shout out to the teachers that still teach cursive. I had a lot of them hit me up and say, "Oh, baby, I still do." I said, "Okay, period."
Leave me the hell alone.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jam.
D, Procter & Gamble, the maker of several household staples, including like Tide detergent and Charmin toilet paper, they are hiking their prices because of the Trump tariffs. The company revealed this week in an earnings call that its profits will take $1 billion hit because of the tariffs and a larger cost the company originally projected in June. As a result, they'll increase prices on about 25% of its products going into effect today. Mm. So they previously warned in April that it was going to increase the prices due to tariffs. And now they action is following their words. Like the Pamper Maker imports, they import raw ingredients, mm-hmm. like packaging materials and some finished products into the United States from China. While the vast majority, roughly like 90% of what it sells is produced domestically. So thank God a lot of that, more of that stuff isn't outsourced overseas, or else, you know, it could be a little more hot.
Mm-hmm. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Yeah, we see you in the back of the limousine, dog. Okay. You and Grace Jones.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, me and Grace. How y'all been, man?
Look, y'all know him as Bill Bellamy, but I call him Dre, all right, because I always wanted to be a player. Dre Jackson, a.k.a. Bill Bellamy, he's up hustling and shining this morning, man. The legend is in the building. We are so happy to have you on the show this morning. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm good, bro. It's just like, you know, I'm really excited that a movie that I did, How to Be a Player, is still so relevant mm-hmm. to the culture. Like, I just never knew that the movie would resonate so well. Girls be getting game, fellas is getting game. Mm-hmm. So we got like cats that's like 25, some cats 35, some cats 45, and they all got the same smile. Like, man. Yeah.
Because, all right, so I'm 40 years old. That movie okay. came out when I was 12 mm-hmm. in 97. Okay. And so like, I always aspired for my lifestyle at a certain point like in my life. Yeah. Not necessarily like with the women, but just the freedom that Dre had in that movie mm-hmm. just to do whatever the hell he wanted. Plus, he worked for Def Jam back yeah. in the day. He was in the record industry. Like, he had money, girl.
He had motion.
But he also had Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell, too. You know what I'm saying?
At her prime.
Yes.
Yes. So you got to understand, like, at that moment, that was the first person I ever seen that was black that had a loft apartment. Like, I just thought that was so ill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had the bi-level loft joint, bedroom upstairs, living room downstairs. Yeah. You know, I had the sunken living room joint. You mm-hmm. can't even tell me that apartment wasn't fire, B.
Yes, sir.
It
yes,
definitely
it was.
Even from being a black woman, from that perspective, I love the way you were living, too. And being, this movie has continued to be passed down generation to generation, because came out in 97. I was born in 96, but it still was a movie that you supposed to see.
Yeah.
Like, it's a part of the culture. So I got to ask you coined the term booty call back in the day. Now, if you had to rebrand it in today's culture, what would it be?
Well, see, now y'all calling it something different, but I think booty call still makes it better. It's just funnier, and it's just a lighter way to say it. But now they saying sneaky link, they saying side piece, you know, all that kind of stuff is cool. But I just thought, like, back then, what was so clever about booty call, it automatically know what it is, and it makes you smile a little bit. You'd be like, yeah, I had me a nice one yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, at that time, when I was thinking of how to be funny on TV without being vulgar, that was why I was able to come up with a clever way to say the same thing. Because, you know, back then, when you were going on TV to do a joke, it had to be absolutely clean. It couldn't even insinuate damn near. Like, they was, like, so strict. So when I was on HBO and I had the green light, I was already training to be clean, so I just did it the way I was doing it.
Man, you talk about that, but it ultimately pays off for you, because it makes you more viable, more eyes get to see you. Mm-hmm. Like, was that that was intentional? You kind of going that route and not being as vulgar as everybody else, because you was on Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah. And everybody, and the great thing for all the listeners right now, the great thing about Def Comedy Jam was there was no ceilings. Like, you could do any topic, you can be wild, you could be crazy, whatever. And to me, I thought it was the jump off for a lot of us. Like, the way cats are using the internet now, Def Jam was up for my generation. Oh my God, you wanted to go in there and kill. Like, you just like, yo, I gotta get, because I'm getting out the hood. It's almost like going to the league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So with your,
like, it was definitely intentional. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you're more of, you got some comedians that are just like, just super negative in a funny way, mm-hmm. but still they have a negative connotation to mm-hmm. to how they, you just always approach things from a positive standpoint. Is that kind of like how you live your life?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's any upside to being negative, though. You know what I mean? It brings you down. You know what I mean? It attracts negative energy all the time. You know, like they always say, be careful what you say, be careful what you pray for, right? It's actually kind of true. Because if you just think about people, like, I will never forget when Biggie came out with his album, Ready to Die. I said, why would you say that? Like, why would that be the title of your album? Why not? Ready to Live, doing it to the fullest, you know, paid in full, like something that's up, up, up. Why would you even say that? It's like Tupac, I wonder if heaven have a ghetto. I guess we know now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, what? Why would you put words out there like that that have such a negative energy to it? So for me, I feel like my comedy brings people together. And then also, too, it just makes people bug out. Like, I just be doing so much wild stuff, bro. Like, I keep it so much fun. Like, it keeps me young, too. Like, because my attitude is still the same. But now I can just say what I want. I'm grown, you know what I mean? I done been through a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I can relate to people on so many levels. You know, that's why I think, you know, when I come to Kansas City and they see this new show for Top Billing Tour, they're going to be like, dang, Bill is cooking.
Is there any subject? Are there any subjects that you kind of like? Because a lot of things are straying towards being negative. Is there anything that you just absolutely would not talk about? Like, is it a presidency? Is it what is something that you stay away from?
I don't think religion. I don't mess with religion because people take their God very seriously. Yeah. You know, they don't find that funny. You know, people get tight about that. But everything else, let's
free
go.
Game.
Like, I'm trying to figure out. What psychologist or psychiatrist is Shannon Sharp going to today?
We all want to know that.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why didn't somebody give Shannon Sharp How to Be a Player 2.0? Like, come on,
so you saying you ain't never been to the North Pole and got frostbite?
No.
You're a good black man, Bill Bellamy.
Well, you know, when I was on MTV, I was definitely in Alaska.
No skiing, though. No skiing.
Right.
He said he was indoors.
I was surrounded by snow, for real. But that was just the environment of the music and what we were doing at that time. I mean, everybody can do what they want to do. I just hate for guys to get manipulated by the game, you know? Everybody know what that play was. Like, that didn't even take nobody more than 2 minutes to see what the play was. That was a money grab. But the crazy part is you ruined your career where you going and she get the money.
How was that game played back in your heyday?
First of all, we didn't have no internet.
Right.
Yeah, the internet played a big role in that, I bet.
So the internet right now is really killing all the game because it's too much information. There's no, you know, privacy. People put all their personal business out, you know, your relationship business. You go up, you go down, they put it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, we don't have privacy anymore. That's the part that I miss about my generation. It's like, you could make a mistake. You know, you could get a parking ticket and it'd be no big deal. Now, the cop is filming you. You filming yourself because you think the cop might be you up. Like, everything is all the way live, so you have no more privacy.
Yeah. Now, before you got your big name in the industry, I want to know, did you have a celebrity crush and did you ever get a chance to meet that person?
Yeah, I met all my crushes.
and then what?
My first celebrity crush was Halle Berry, of course.
Of course.
You know? And I got a chance to meet her and she was super duper nice. Beautiful, whitest teeth I ever seen at the time. I was like, damn, what's she brushed with? And then Janet Jackson was definitely, you know, a crush that I got a chance to go on tour with her, become really good friends with her. So that actually worked out. I just didn't know that Jermaine Dupri was going to pull up and get it. Yeah. But anyway.
Sniper.
That's snipers. You know who else was a celebrity crush too? Was Toni Braxton.
Yes, sir.
Like Toni, man. She was so little though, but when I met her, she looked like she was in the sixth grade because she was so tiny. Because she's like about 5'2". You know? I'm 6'3", so she looked like a kid.
Yeah. I've always been interested in the part of your career where you went to MTV
and you were still doing comedy and things. But it's like people don't realize you was one of the best hosts on MTV for at least, I don't know, what is it, 7-8 years or something like that?
Yeah, I did 7. Yep, I did 7.
How was that time with MTV and why didn't you continue?
Well, first of all, it was an incredible moment in hip hop, incredible moment in pop culture, because you got to understand, MTV was opening the doors to our music. Like, we wasn't the only artist that was getting on MTV back then was Michael Jackson. And, you know, you might not be old enough to know that, but Michael was the only crossover artist that they was really, really messing with. They wasn't doing no underground hip hop at this time. Hip hop was kind of like lightweight underground. So, you know, artists like Nas, artists like Jay-Z, they wasn't getting that burn yet. So when I came to MTV, just so happened we caught a wave, because they was opening the doors to Snoop, to Tupac, Big, Craig Mack, SWV, and Destiny's Child. Then you had the Fuji. So I caught a wave too, because it was like I was at the right place, right time.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put all of our artists on. Like, my whole job was like, yo, I'm blowing up my people, because this is epic. And then what ended up happening was hip hop start being in commercials. Because you got to think, the only artist that was getting played that was hip hop was Run DMC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had a song that was a crossover rock song called Walk This Way. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, Walk This Way, that Rock Box, you know, King of Rock, all those.
So they was more crossover hip hop at the time. Mm-hmm. So for me to be there at that right time, I thought that was great. But then I knew that I couldn't be a VJ for 10 years, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So I started acting, and I said, I'm going to leave and pursue my Hollywood career. And it all worked out for me.
Guys, timing is the best timing.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Man. Leave on top, baby.
Yeah. Speaking of timing, make sure you still got a little time to get your tickets to the Funny Bone to check out Bill Bellamy. How many shows you doing? I know you're doing a couple Friday, a couple Saturday. Yeah, you going to be here Sunday?
Yeah, No. I'm only doing Friday and Saturday. Two Friday, two Saturday. Make sure y'all hit up funnybonekc.com. I can't wait for y'all to pull up and see the new show. And I brought some special guests that I think y'all are going to be on the floor. I mean, when I tell you these guys is funny as hell.
If you stamping them.
Doing the green room. Listen, I'm stamping it. I put that on everything. These dudes are the next ones up. And I'm very proud of them. And we've been working on this show, making it everything it's supposed to be. We want to be the funniest comedy tour in the country. So we thank y'all for y'all support, man. Y'all always keeping it real, always keeping the culture alive, bro.
That's right.
Like, I don't go to many comedy shows, but I will be there tomorrow on Friday night.
Hey.
You better pull up. Let's go.
That's right. KC is a
drinks on me on the house like Snoopy.
Hey, she gonna remember that.
You is recording?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bill Bellamy, thank you so much for getting up, hustling and shining. Before I let you go, I just want to say Who's the Man is one of the most underrated 90s movies of all time. You and Bernie Mac was hilarious.
And the most cameos ever.
Speaking of Run DMC, thank you, Bill Bellamy, man. We'll holler at you when you get to the town, man. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
All right, man. Go Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
You know it. Thank you so much.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724, it's a high of 80, currently 63, cloudy skies at the K. Bootsy Collins speaks on what led him on his decision to stop associating with George Clinton.
Because George was done. I mean, he was cooked. You know, the crack, he was cooked, you know. And I didn't know what he was doing. So he goes in the room, then he comes out, and he said, I don't ever want to see you doing this. And I'm like, doing what? And he fired it up in front of me. And he was telling me, don't you ever, you know, don't even think about it. I was like, okay. You know, I always looked up to George as a bigger brother. So whatever he said, you know, was gold.
Ooh, that is, that's something that we see every day that affects, I think, our community on a deeper level. Let me unpack. Because when you see somebody who you think is a leader, who you revere as a leader, somebody who you think is supposed to do the right thing and lead you the right way, mm-hmm. and they don't follow in on their actions, but they're telling you to do something, but they're showing you something else.
Right.
That's a complete destruction of leadership, in mm-hmm. my opinion, mm-hmm. because you do as I say, not as I do, or whatever.
Right.
I don't ride by that.
Mm-hmm.
Lead by example.
Yeah. With you when you're right. In other news, Harrison Butker was at the White House the other day alongside President Trump and WWE's Triple H and others.
Obviously very excited to be here. Thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me to serve on the council. Just excited to do my part to help make America healthy again, to help our youth be healthy and thrive and grow up and be great citizens of this country and be great family members and contribute to this great country. And I think you have to be strong in mind and body and soul. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Great thank up. You.
Thank you very much.
Chiefs fans. Hit up the line right now, 816-900-4103. I want to know, how do you feel about this? Does this affect you watching the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming season? Does it affect any of that?
She's nasty about me.
816-900-4103, because B. Shannon ain't going to speak on it. So I need you to come speak on it, cousin. People, let us know.
Ain't nothing to say. I mean, you know, people, look, this is the United States. People are going to support who they support. And they're well within their right to do that.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Not miss the hold they feet to the fire.
Yeah, hold they feet to the fire. Hold it. What you want? I mean, what you want me to do?
Cousins,
hi, perhaps
hit us
you
up.
Recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Yikes.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with T-Mobile to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community, individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and positive change in Kansas City.
And today we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees.
Now, Nabil nominated Elijah Dormius. Nabil wrote, I nominate Elijah Dormius, a visionary nonprofit leader who is the founder of the Jam Foundation for the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Spotlight. Elijah's work through the I Am Leadership Institute has nurtured young minds, built leadership, and instilled purpose in students often overlooked in traditional spaces. Week after week, Elijah shows up, fully invested, and he brings together a community of mentors, professionals, and educators to pour into our youth. That's special.
Yeah, I know that's right, Elijah. Now, Anthony nominated Jim Granddad Nannelli. Anthony expressed that Jim Nannelli has been a major advocate for healthcare and living a healthy lifestyle for many decades in Kansas City. He is a Kansas City treasure. He has helped so many people through his work with combat and their drug prevention programs. Granddad is beloved by the many youth that he coached and inspired through his work with Generation Rap and the Arts Tech program. Nannelli is an activist and leader of spreading information and about diabetes and healthy living. He continues to hustle hard in community service and even shine bright by inspiring people in the town.
Yo, shout out to Christopher, who nominated Linda Brown. Christopher said Linda Brown is a community champion. She has selflessly devoted decades of her life as a community advocate mm-hmm. in Kansas City. She has been an advocate for the Blue Hills neighborhood on the east side, mm-hmm. serving as a neighborhood association president for multiple terms. She has played a major role in making the 5th District a better place. She's gotten parks built for her children to play, and she convinces decision makers to make the right decisions. I am proud to have gotten to know Linda and work beside her in the past. Thank you, Linda Brown, for all you do.
Now, Kansas City, go to KPRS.com right now and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight.
One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, August 29th at 7:52 a.m. Caring about Kansas City for over 75 years, y'all. T-Mobile, where they love their customers.
And Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, what up? It's me, your boy Jay White. Did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's get in the stew, D.
Oh, it's that time. Let me see what I got.
Come
on. Ooh. Somebody just said, ooh, let me pull my car over and get outside. Yeah.
We on the weekend.
Some hazards on.
Come on, come on, come on.
Get up and get out, it's Friday paycheck or deposit, you just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always. We on the countdown to 816 days.
Yeah! Okay, I like that, dude.
You know it.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, seriously, the Urban Summit, Emmanuel Cleaver II, he's having a virtual Friday breakfast meeting.
Yes.
He's addressing the chaos in D.C. and how it's affecting people in Kansas City. Tap into that. Shout out to the Urban Summit.
Yeah, that's going down at 8:30 a.m. Later on today at noon, I'll be over in Leavenworth at the Metro by T-Mobile, so make sure you stop by. Might have some tunes going, too, to get you right. So if you need to bring that phone, come on and stop by and pull up on me.
I'm getting that money.
Getting that real money.
You know it.
I see you, D. Okay, and then Bill Bellamy, we just talked to him this morning on the show.
Yes.
He's going to be at the Funny Bone in Zona Rosa tonight and tomorrow night.
And then switching to Saturday, a famous YouTuber is holding a football 101 with a $10,000 prize at Lee's Summit North.
Oh.
It's going crazy right now on social media. I don't know if you've seen it.
Must I might be on
have to,
the low.
Might, nah, I was going to say, I might have to bring out my gloves.
And
but,
then,
yeah.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to be at dual places this Saturday, baby.
Something like that.
It's first Saturdays at Peace Place Club Chicken on me, baby. What's up, Peace Place? We have PJ. I'm coming through.
Now, you talking about some on me. Somebody going to play that tape back with you in the DJ booth, too. Brian, you said right here it was on you.
I got you.
Now, while you over at Peace Place holding it down, I'll be in good company for the Animal Instincts Party. You can wear some animal print. Major shout out to the Leos, of course, the celebration. Big love to Sam. We'll have a food truck outside too, so get you eat on a little bit, you know.
Make sure y'all get out, have fun, and be safe. And most importantly, Kansas City D, say it with me.
Don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 80, currently 65 at UMKC. Bobby Brown explains how Belle Bill DeVoe kicked him out of his own group.
It was a vote, and it was 3-1. Ralph didn't vote.
Oh, why didn't Ralph vote?
Ralph said, I can't kick him out of his own, out of the group. The other three.
So it's Belle Bib DeVoe.
Belle Bib DeVoe kicked me out. Basically.
And then proceeded to start their own group.
Right. Proceeded to start their own group.
Did you see the movie? New Edition movie, D?
No, I never watched it.
Whoa, what? What?
I feel like I knew the story already, but I there's still something I want to watch. I just never got around to watching it because I kept seeing clips.
Oh, it's great.
The entire time.
Well, they break down this whole thing in the movie. So, well, if Bobby was doing what he was doing, then I, you know. But it all worked out perfectly for everybody.
Yeah,
so.
It absolutely did. Now, in other news, Marlon Wayans says NBC passed on the hit show The Wayans Brothers back in the day.
We did the table read, and they thought he was too ghetto. And they wanted us to have a different father. And I was thinking like a Danny Glover type. And we was like, no, John Witherspoon, no, it's not. Or we ain't going to do the show. And they was like, well, Negro, you're not doing the show. But then, you know, the WB was starting. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, shout out to the WB. That was pre-UPN. You know about WB, D?
Yeah, of course.
WB Man Frog.
And definitely UPN, for sure.
And by the way, the Wayans Brothers, one of the few shows that I actually watched and was into in my lifetime.
That means a lot. This man don't watch nothing.
One of maybe 7 or 8 shows that I've actually watched. So the Wayans Brothers is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been the same without John Witherspoon, FYI. That's the only selection for pops.
Absolutely. I'm with you when you write. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine. In the morning, we got a Leo birthday.
Oh, yeah, we
up next.
I'm a Leo. King of the jungle.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those kind, ambitious, and charismatic Leo.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to dancer and actress. And she became the first African-American Radio City Music Hall Rockette. Happy birthday to Jennifer Jones. A happy birthday to singer, actor, and dancer Elijah Kelly. Happy birthday to actress known as one of the Huxtables. Happy birthday to Tempest Bledsoe. Sending over a happy birthday to singer, producer, songwriter, and actor Leon Thomas III. And last but not least, happy heavenly birthday to rapper, actor, chef, and record producer. Happy heavenly birthday to Coolio.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Miss J sitting pretty, Ruben Crispin, and Richard Rose Harris. Happy birthday, Javon Wright, I Am Dre, and Kiera Watts. Happy birthday, Dime Queen, Shay Simone, and Van Lindsay Jr. Happy birthday, Brandy Murray and Laura Morgan. Plus, sending birthday love to Jennifer Spivey, Queen of White, and everybody else born on August 1st. Happy birthday, all my kings and queens. Celebrate Leo season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Tanisha.
Hey, Tanisha. What you doing?
I'm on my way to drop my kids off today here.
Oh, okay. Take a look down and tell me what that check engine light looking like.
Lord,
it's not on. It's
okay.
Not on.
All right. Yeah. That's good.
You sound as just as surprised as we are.
It's a new car.
All right, cousin. We got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to go see Tech N9ne live Saturday, December 6th at the Voodoo Lounge at Harris and get you qualified to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
Throw your souls in the air like this. Flash your barcodes while I stick them with another hit of an abyss. The Tech N9ne, Nina out to find Tanisha. Just a player club and it rubbing it, loving it. Cream of streamer might seem a little extreme. My thing when I flips, I got to make sure that it's hot and make the whole planet rock. Like,
make that
stop.
Don't stop.
Come on.
Make the planet
rock.
Me was.
And we're
wrong.
Boom.
All right, cuz you came with some energy on this Friday. I know that's right.
Yes.
You said you're going to see Tech Saturday, December 6th at the Voodoo Lounge. Who you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my man.
Maybe.
All right, cousin, tell the town what morning show just got you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. 5103 jams, and don't forget to swim that Z.
Shout out to them babies in the background. I hear them.
I know, yeah. She can't wait till she gets to her destination.
I need that money.
Hustle and Shine.